beyond their peers. So let's use the last little bit of time to talk about coping mechanisms for when things in school don't go the way you want them to. Because in life, not everything is going to be perfect, and that's a realization we need to address and talk about.
So, as within
a coping mechanism, I think I would say something along the lines of, like, when I get to go, like, and play, when I'll just, like, I'll go to, like, a second.
Busy signal, that's what I get when I come.
Hey, my name is Legacy from the Perfect 10 Club, and you're listening to 90.7 WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Monday, September 5th. Tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM, WGXC, including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show. Tune in Absolute Value of Noise and Anna Fritz, two artists recently working at Wave Farm and installing a new installation called Solar Radio that you can listen to at wgxc.org/listen. At 10 a.m., it's time for the Afrosonic Taxi to take off this week with tracks from So George, Macy Gray, and La Gabaja, among others. At noon, after the local news on the Deep 3 show, hear works from Kristen Nordahl.
Traveled on every side. Sometimes I don't want to try. Try to move on when it seems there's nothing left. Lord, I need you to step in. Give me a second wind. Lord, with your help, I know that I will.
Destiny, oh, I will press, even when
Is anybody out there in the press today? You pressing your way? Hallelujah. That's what we do sometimes. It's a push. It's a press. Hallelujah. Well, I'm with Miranda Curtis this morning. I will press because there is a bright side. Hallelujah. There is a bright side somewhere. Right now, right here on WGXC with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm here with my audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin from Martin AV Services. Praise the Lord and blessed Sunday morning to you, Mr. Randall Martin. How are you today?
I am doing just fine, and happy Sunday to all our listeners.
Blessed Sunday, first Sunday of the month, the ninth month of the year, my birthday month. My goodness, I know so many people born in September. I always say it goes back to that New Year's celebration. My goodness, my goodness. So happy birthday to all you September babies, and welcome to all our Brightside family and our Brightside visitors and listeners and prayer partners, financial support partners. We say good morning and God bless to all of you. Want to say happy Labor Day, too. Happy Labor Day weekend. And for all of you who do that Monday to Friday thing, and you got that extra day off. Hallelujah. I know you, Gloria. You shouting about that. Praise the Lord. I hope you have a safe and wonderful, happy and healthy Labor Day holiday. And it just goes back also to, you know, the power of the union, you know, to get a day celebrating the workforce, the people who put in all the labors, hallelujah, that make this nation of ours run. We shout out to everybody. We all labor in different ways, and I acknowledge each and every one in your respective place. It's the official, unofficial end of summer this weekend, hallelujah. And school restarts here in Columbia County. I know in some places around the country it's already started, but it will be starting here for our children. And later on in the broadcast, I got a few things to say about that. And we're going to be praying together. We're going to be praying together for this new school season. So stick around. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here, because there is a bright side. And the bright side is here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. Listener-supported radio for open ears. That's what we are. That's what we do. Got some music for you. You know what we do. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, music that'll feed you, hallelujah, in your soul. Got a lineup, 6 songs back-to-back, 29 minutes uninterrupted. Starting us off with Every Praise by Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Not About Us, Bishop Noel Jones. Walk With Me, Lord, Bishop Carlton Pearson. Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus, the late and great Andre Crouch. Amen, It Is So, William McDowell featuring Travis Green, and All of My Help from Mr. Ricky Dillard. And listen, beloved, in just a few weeks, we're going to be doing our March for Jesus on September 24th. And so I'm praying every Sunday songs that we will be singing as we pray and praise our way down to the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. So listen up, be blessed, and learn some of the lyrics so you can sing out loud with us on that glorious day to the glory of God. Here we go. Every praise is to our God.
Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. Come on, everybody. Sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Come on, say every praise. Say every praise. It's to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. It's to our God. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every
Angeles make some noise in this place! Oh, this will not be close. Get up on your feet tonight. If you can't know that it's not about you, but that it's about Jesus Christ, the one who sits high in the soul, make some noise! Oh, y'all too quiet here. Come on, let's go. Hey, it's not about us. We came here tonight for a man who died for me. It's about Jesus. Aren't you glad tonight? It's not about you. Hey, but it's about Jesus. Y'all still too quiet. Come on, say it again. It's not about us. Come on, y'all. Say it, but it's about Jesus. Aren't you glad he died for you tonight? It's not about you. We didn't come to look at you, but it's about Jesus. Come on, y'all. Let's do the first verse.
While I'm on this team. Walk with me, Jesus, please. Walk with me.
Walk with me.
Walk with me, Lord. Will you walk with me?
Walk with me.
Well, while I'm on this Jesus journey. Oh, and I want Jesus every day of my life to walk with me.
can't nobody do me like you done. Can't nobody do me like the Lord.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
If you believe it, somebody say it is so. Somebody say it is so. Come on, Africa, Caribbean nations, this is for you. Come on, put those hands together. Come on, let's say it together.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kelly L. Singletary, your perpetual optimist. And you're here with me on WGXC. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's here right now. You've got music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message that is amen. It is so. Sister Ian McDowell, featuring Travis Green. Yes. After that, all my spiritual social commentary for today.
It is so. We say amen.
Amen, amen, amen. say.
Is true. Who do you call on when there's nobody else? Who do you call on in the midnight hour or in the foxhole, as they say? There are no atheists in foxholes. Hallelujah. Something deep down in the soul connected to the divine. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Oh God, save me. Oh God, deliver me. Oh God, please heal me. Come on here, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Yes, all of our help is from the Lord. And we need the Lord's help, beloved. The Lord, He created this wonderful celestial ball and looked upon it and decided that He was going to create a reflection of Himself and make mankind, hallelujah, humanity, hallelujah, in God's own image and likeness, and give us dominion and authority over this celestial ball. God has not taken that authority away from us. We still have it. We don't even know it sometimes. We don't use it many times. We haven't been taught a lot of times. So when in the use of our divine authority and we come against supernatural and evil wicked forces, we need to call on the Lord for help. Oh, I'm going out there this morning. I'm going in this morning. Praise be to God. Yes, I am. Because, beloved, it's back to school time. And we know in recent years, back to school has become a war zone. My goodness, it's become a war zone. But we're praying against that. And I want to encourage you in doing that. You know, I was reading or hearing, I don't remember, about states that have given permission, allowed corporal punishment in the schools. Talk about going back. Corporal punishment in the schools. I don't have all the particulars, all the facts. What I've heard is that parents have the right to opt out of allowing a teacher to corporally reprimand their child, lay hands on them, and not in the biblical sense. All right? How did we get here? How did we get here? You know, I was looking at a list of the issues that used to be the main concerns in the school. You know, back there in the day when we used to have prayer in the schools, y'all remember that? And we would start our classroom day off with prayer. Yes, beloved. Well, listen to what the classroom rules were then. Ask questions. Respect and listen to your classmates. Respect and listen to the teacher. Raise your hand to speak. Be prepared for class. Be quiet when the teacher is talking. Be quiet when classmates are talking. Share new ideas. Those were some of the basic rules in the classroom. I remember signs like no running in the hallway, no chewing gum, no spitting. Certainly there was no fighting, but now, my goodness, it's don't shoot your classmate, don't shoot your teacher, don't bring guns into the building, don't bring drugs into the building. Oh my God, what has happened? I do not understand. Will somebody please help me understand? How come we haven't realized if 60 years since taking prayer out of schools has brought us to this point, what the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60 years with prayer back in schools might accomplish? Well, until we have a collective will to tell our nation, ourselves, that we need help from God, we're going to have to be praying for our children and teaching them the power of prayer for themselves. Can I get a witness? Listen, the Word of God says, hallelujah, that we ought to pray one for another. So let us teach our children how to pray for themselves and to pray for others, whether or not the schools, hallelujah, have prayer as part of their school day. Let us pray that lost students will come to know God and come to know Jesus Christ, that, you know, those who are not saved will be saved, will have a relationship with God, will no longer be separated from God because of sin, but will know that their sins in Christ are forgiven in the presence of God, and they can build a relationship, establish a connection and a communication and an understanding, and have power from on high. Let us pray for those who are lost, and let us pray that students who have belief in God, have belief in God through Jesus Christ as well, will exercise their righteous influence in the school. Pray that they will have the power to live obediently, hallelujah, and respect their teachers and respect their classmates, hallelujah, and help and have decorum in their classrooms, that they can be shining testimonies to the Lord Jesus Christ, that they would, hallelujah, be able to be removed anything from their lives that would hinder their testimony about the goodness of God, whether it be in their speech or in their conversation, and yes, even in their character. The Word of God tells us, train up the child in the way they should go. Hallelujah, as parents and grandparents and godparents and adopted parents and foster parents. Hallelujah, that is our role and our responsibility. Let us pray that believing students will be powerful witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody else gets to stand in the streets and proclaim publicly their confidence in what they believe, their faith in what they're doing. Hallelujah. Well, let us also empower and embolden our young people that we don't have to be shy or timid to profess that we know God and we know Jesus and we know the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That God manifests himself to the world in these three forms and that we have connection to that. Let us pray for our children to be powerful witnesses to the Lord. Let us pray that our students, hallelujah, will desire to live righteously before God. Hallelujah. They are dealing with things, beloved, that we have not had to deal with. There's a whole big controversy of some of the songs and the lyrics that are being put out, and our children who catch the beat and who want to be in the mix and who want to be in the in crowd, they listen to these songs, and they have to have the power to call it out and say, no. That person may be talented. That person may be beautiful. That person may be famous. That person may be rich, but that person is off. That person is not correct. And not allow ourselves to be intimidated for standing up for our God who we love. We have to pray for our children and instill this in our children, hallelujah, before they go to school. Let us pray for them in the mornings before they walk out the door. Let us pray for them when they come in, hallelujah, to relieve them of all of the things that they've had to deal with in school during the day. Let us pray for them before they go to bed at night and pray with them that the Lord will minister to their minds. They take in so much stuff. And they have to process this stuff, and a lot of this stuff they have to learn to let it go. They have to learn what it means to order to apply it for who they are going to be in the world today. So let us pray, beloved. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray for our children, hallelujah, that they would not come under the spirit of rebellion. Hallelujah. The word teaches us that people are to submit ourselves to the Lord. Hallelujah. Says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Rebellion is a demonic stronghold, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, it can be broken. Let us pray for our rebellious children and rebellious students. Let us pray to overcome rebellion in our classrooms, in our school buildings. Let us pray against drugs, beloved. Let us teach our children that they are created in the image and likeness of God, that their bodies are a temple for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That they don't have to take drugs in order to get their confidence or their boldness, but they can be bold in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. Drugs and alcohol, the same. The Bible tells us that wine and strong drink are mockers, and people who indulge overly in strong drink are brawlers. And we see that to be true. They call it liquid courage. People will say whatever and do whatever once they become intoxicated. Hallelujah. So let us teach our children according to the word of God. Let us know, Lord, that we need to pray. Hallelujah. And start today. Let us pray, beloved, for those who are educators, those who are administrators and coaches and bus drivers and bus and classroom aides and nutritionists and custodial engineers, school boards, sports teams, and the clubs and the parent organizations, and yes, most of all, our children, our students. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Let us not be ashamed to pray. Let us not be ashamed to call on God for our help. Let us not be intimidated. Hallelujah. Because we believe in the God that we have not seen. Jesus Christ said, how can you believe in God who you do not see, if you don't love the neighbor who you see? Come on here, somebody. So let us, beloved, embrace the concept of loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, our neighbor as ourselves, and let us instill this in our children. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I know there are people that have arguments and positions against bringing prayer back into school, but I don't know what it hurt. What did it hurt, amen, to be able to allow people to bow their head, start their day with a prayer? I don't get it, but I know one thing. There ain't no atheists in foxholes. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the power, the privilege, and the gift of prayer. Let us pray for our children, beloved. Listen, we will be out here praying with and for our children at the Greenport Town Park next Sunday, the 18th, back to church, back to school Sunday. Yes, from 2 to 5 p.m. We're going to be out there. Law enforcement's going to come out there and play. We're going to have a softball clinic. We got Got Game Sports. They're going to do a basketball clinic. We have music. We have a Christian comedian. We have food, ice cream bar. We have all the things going on, and they're free. It's coming out of the hearts and the pockets of people who love God and love people. And we're inviting you to bring your family and share the day with us. Also, we're praying for our children. We're going to give them blessing bags. We don't do backpacks. Everybody's doing backpacks, but we're not doing backpacks. You got to get your backpack from any one of the other organizations they're doing. But we will give blessing bags, bags that are filled with goodies that will let them know we were thinking of them, God's thinking about them, he loves them, and give them inspiration that they can catch on to as a daily bit. We want to give our kids what they need to be in this world today and to be successful in their schools. We're going to march in our March for Jesus on the 24th, and we're going to pray, hallelujah, publicly. We've been doing this for years, and we've seen God do some amazing things. Hallelujah. Our prayers have been heard, and our prayers are being answered. Let us not take these gifts of God for granted. Let us not misuse or abuse the grace God has given us. But let us acknowledge that he is God and that we need God's help. This is my spiritual commentary for today, beloved. And I pray you'll pray with me. Hallelujah. So, Father God, I do thank you for the opportunity that you extend to us that we might come into your presence, Lord, as we do lift up in our prayers all those who are associated with the education of our children, God, our students, Lord, our future. God, we ask your blessing upon our school district, Lord. We ask, oh God, safety. Hallelujah. We ask protection. We bind up all that is evil and all of the evil machinations that come, kill, steal, or destroy. We take authority. We take authority in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, Lord. We ask your blessings on us, Lord, on September 18th and 24th, that, oh God, we can go forth and breathe the representatives of your love in this world, that our children see and know that you see, you know, you care, you hear. We love you and we bless you now and forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And so, beloved, there it is. Hallelujah. We're pressing on. Yes, we are. We're pressing on the upward way. New heights we're gaining every day. We're going to have a little taste of Wendy Mitchell. Then I'm going to be back for closing comment before we leave our program this day. In Jesus' name. I'm pressing on the upward.
Pressing on to the mark of the higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I upward bound, Lord, plant my feet on high.
Ground, let us lift Jesus higher. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Yes, beloved, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Well, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I want to say again a blessed start of the school year to all of our school administrators and educators and workers, to our children. We love you. God loves you more and he loves you best. In that knowledge, rest. Stay blessed. And happy birthday. Happy birthday to all my September friends and family. I want to just shout out, amen, Sister Mary Anthony, Evangelist Dolores Prescott, Reverend Iris Waddell, Sister Teresa Joyner, Sister Naya McKinney, Brother Edward Singletary, and me, myself, and I. Happy birthday to us all. Listen, beloved, remember, it doesn't matter how great a day, how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still here and the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. Go for higher ground.
The one word I kept hearing over and over again is
yeah.
Revival, revival, revival. It's gonna be like we gon' see a revival.
makes the money.